the ant, and the grasshopper. In a peaceful garden behind a small country cottage, rows of vegetables grew in neat lines, and the tall grasses at the edge of the garden swayed gently in the warm breeze. Among all this lived two very different neighbours. Ainsley Ant was hard at work, as always. She carried tiny crumbs, seeds, and bits of leaf, storing them carefully in a tidy little home beneath a flat stone. Ainsley planned ahead. Ainsley prepared. Ainsley thought about winter, even when the strawberries were still sweet. Gregory Grasshopper, on the other hand, thought mostly about one thing: music. Gregory adored summer. Most days he could be found perched on a broad cabbage leaf, chirping cheerful tunes that floated across the garden like tiny songs of sunshine. One warm afternoon, Gregory called down to Ainsley. "Why don't you take a break?" he sang. "Come up here and enjoy the day. Listen to my newest tune. I call it the Garden Jig." Ainsley wiped her brow. "Oh, I'd love to," she said kindly. "But I need to gather food while there's plenty around. Winter will be here sooner than you think." Gregory laughed. "Ha!" Stretching out as though he were sunbathing on a beach. "Winter? Ages away. Come on, stop working and enjoy the sunshine." But Ainsley kept gathering, sorting, organising and preparing. Days passed, then weeks. The garden shifted from the bright green of early summer to the golden glow of autumn. Leaves drifted to the ground. The last tomatoes were picked. The air grew crisp. And Gregory Grasshopper grew hungry. The juicy leaves he nibbled were gone. One chilly evening, he hopped slowly toward the stone where Ainsley lived. A soft glow shone from inside her cosy home, and a warm, nutty smell drifted out. Gregory knocked weakly. "Ainsley, are you there?" Ainsley answered at once. "Gregory, you're freezing. Come inside." Gregory hopped in, shivering. Inside, Ainsley had neat stacks of seeds, dried berries, and a snug place to rest. Gregory hung his head. "I'm sorry, Ainsley. I spent all summer singing and relaxing, and now I'm not ready for winter at all." Ainsley smiled gently. "Your music made our summer brighter. But life needs balance, Gregory. Singing is wonderful, but preparing matters too." Gregory nodded. "From now on, I'll help gather food and still make music when the work is done." Ainsley set a small pile of seeds in front of him. "Then you're welcome to share what I have this winter, and next year we'll plan together." Gregory's eyes brightened. "Deal! And I'll compose a new song just for you. Something lively, something encouraging. I'll call it the Ant Work Anthem." Ainsley laughed, and outside, the cold wind rustled through the bare garden while the two unlikely friends settled in to wait out the winter, warm, safe, and wiser than before.